Right? Don't quit in the hard times. Pray all the harder. Help needy Christians be inventive in hospitality. Help needy Christians. You know what? This church, I mean, the money that you all put out in benevolence to help people in this community, it blows me away. It really blows me away. Electricity, a little bit of rent, fuel to get to a doctor's appointment, things like this. You are extremely generous. And I give God praise for you in that regard. And personally, I believe that's why you're having a 160th birthday. Because this church has continued to have an outward focus in this community. Just like the Dead Sea, when a church doesn't let any of that fresh water out, we dry up and we die. But whenever we let that fresh water run out, because God is blessing us so much, we never run dry as a church. Praise God. Be inventive in hospitality. Well, I hope that you can see how this church is inventive in hospitality. And if you want to stretch us, please, Brent, come on board and stretch us in being hospitable. Bless your enemies. Oh, Eric, why'd you have to bring that verse in there? Bless your enemies. No cursing under your breath. Now, I can't speak for women, but guys, let's get heart-to-heart going here right now. We can be really cool guys, right? Following Christ and everything. Boy, that cursing under your breath, though, man, still gets to you, doesn't it? Yeah, you can sit there and not move your head at all. But it's just, I understand. Bless your enemies. No cursing under your breath. Laugh with your happy friends. You see, the Apostle Paul switched gears here. Before, he was talking about relationships within the church. But enemies here are those people outside the church. When Paul was writing to the church in Rome, the society outside the church was very hostile to the Christians. Right? And so he says, bless your enemies. They would have to be careful when they left their place of worship because they could get strung up. Think if you had to leave this place like that. And yet the Apostle Paul says, bless your enemies. Bless your enemies. Laugh with your happy friends when they're happy. Share tears when they're down. Get along with each other. Don't be stuck up. You remember, make friends with nobodies. I've said this often, but remember in one of the scriptures in the gospel, when there's a Pharisee and there's another Jew over here, and this Jew over here is down on his knees and hands and knees. Have we known anybody in their life in this situation? And they're down on their hands and knees at the temple, and they're praying, and they're just beside themselves. And then over here on this side, Jesus tells us that there's a Pharisee standing here. And he's standing up and he's open like this. And he says, dear God, I thank you that I'm not like other people. Get along with each other. Don't be stuck up. Make friends with nobodies. Don't be the great somebody. It is so comforting to some people when you say, Marge, you know what? That was so awesome what you did. Thank you so very much. Right? Or how about whenever someone, you know people like this, and I'll just use myself as an example. Hey, Eric, I got this great idea. You ought to try it sometime. And Eric tries this idea, and it's very successful. 300 people show up, and next time this person that gave me the idea hears me talking, I say, man, wasn't that a great idea I came up with? Anybody know people like that?